What's up, everybody? It's your host with the most, MK47 LeBit, and welcome to MKUSA. Back with another episode. You already know we're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all the big platforms. Make sure you guys rate us on Apple Podcasts. Give me 5 stars. It'll help me move up in the algorithm. But we're about to talk about that Spider-Man No Way Home. One of the best Spider-Man movies I have ever seen. Probably one of the best Marvel movies is what some people saying, but I don't know about that. But yeah, this episode is going to be a heavy spoiler. So if you did not see the movie, you need to click off this video or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this at. Go watch the movie and then come back to this because I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff and I don't want nobody to get spoiled, which come on, man, you should have seen that movie by now, bro. It's been out for a little minute now. You gotta go see that shit. Everybody's saying it's good, it's a banger. What you doing? Why you not going to go see it? But anyway, let's talk about the beginning of the movie. So the movie starts off right after Far From Home, Spider-Man's identity been leaked to the public, and he's been framed for murdering Mysterio, which is played by Jake Gyllenhaal. But Spider-Man is literally just swinging around the city, and a whole bunch of people in the streets, like they noticing him, they saying his name out loud, like he was just freaking out in the beginning of the movie, like, oh damn, how the hell did this stuff happen to me? So he eventually needs to end up getting a lawyer to help him, beat this case that was put on him. So he eventually ends up meeting up with the dude who plays Daredevil in the Netflix series. So Daredevil is in the MCU now. So he helped him beat the murder charge, and his life pretty much goes a little bit back to normal. But whenever he out in the streets, like people, some people, they cheer for him and for him being Spider-Man and stuff. But some people kind of, meme mug him and stuff because it's like, yo, you killed somebody, like somebody who I was rocking with heavy. So it's like he's getting some love from people that's fans of Spider-Man, and there's some people that didn't who still don't like him for what happened. So hold on. So pretty much after that, everywhere he goes, his eyes is on him. When he's at school, like people staring at him and stuff, like there's always cameras in his face, and like pretty much him, his identity being out there to the public, it's also affecting the people that's around him, his friends and stuff. So they get rejected to go to some college they apply for or whatever. And Spider-Man Peter Parker, he actually feels kind of bad about that. So he went to Doctor Strange and asked him, could he like cast a spell that would make everybody forget that he's Spider-Man. So pretty much Doctor Strange, he tried to do the spell and whatnot, but Peter is right there talking in front of him, and he's constantly like he's talking so just distracting him and stuff that he can't focus on the spell. So eventually what he do, he just stop the spell because he's probably gonna end up messing up something. And he pretty much got mad at him and kicked him out of his place and whatnot. So Peter, he was on a bridge. He was trying to talk to some lady that's over like people getting into the college or whatever. And that's when Alfred Molina, who the guy who played Dr. Octopus, appeared on a bridge, and he started destroying shit and attack he attacked Peter. So he thinks that the MCU version of Peter Parker, which is played by Tom Holland, is the Spider-Man that he knew from the old Spider-Man movies, from like the 2000s and stuff. So they attack, fight each other for a little minute. Then eventually they end up going back to Doctor Strange place. They give him a he give him a little quick rundown of what the situation is. So there's villains popping up everywhere from all over the multiverse and whatnot. And they gotta pretty much track them down one by one and capture them. So eventually Spider-Man he ends up capturing all the villains and whatnot from the other universes and whatnot. But the thing is, like, his aunt ends up talking to him, and she pretty much tells him, like, what if, we could help these people? What if, like, if we could somehow help them and help them change their ways, maybe they won't end up, being killed off or going to jail or whatever. So they spend most of the oh yeah, and Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, they fight over that. Like Doctor Strange feel like all the villains should be sent back to where they came from and whatnot. So they have a little scuffle about that. So Spider-Man he pretty much try to help he tries to help them, but it ends up killing his aunt ends up getting killed in the process by the Green Goblin, which that scene right there was emotional. Like, this lady was trying to help these people change their life around and whatnot. So, and like, the person you're trying to help stabbed you in the back. That was a sad scene. I really felt that one. So like that's all of like damn, all of Peter Parker's family members is dead. Like, he already had to deal with like Tony Stark being killed in Avengers Endgame. Now he lost somebody else. It sucks. This is a bad situation for him. But so anyway, right after that, Peter, he is extremely depressed. It's like, he tried to do the good thing, help these people out, and his one of the last family members he have end up getting killed in the process. So, and during at right after that part, the old Spider-Man that was played by Tobey Maguire and what's his name, Andrew Garfield, they ended up showing up, which I well the theater I was in when I went to go see this movie. It wasn't really all that packed. Like it was literally only a handful of people in there. Like I've never seen a movie theater be so empty before. But I heard that some people that saw the movie at other theaters, like when they showed up at the end, like towards the end of the movie, like people was going crazy because me personally, I liked the first Spider-Man. Like Tobey Maguire, like was the one who put that character on the map for me. Like he's definitely up there. But yeah, so pretty much they bring the old Spider-Man back. They help Peter come up with some stuff that could help cure the villains and turn them back to how they was before they got their powers and stuff. So they have a huge fight. What's that thing is the Statue of Liberty by the Statue of Liberty and whatnot, and they actually end up winning. They end up turning all the villains back to good guys and whatnot. But the thing they had a scene that really made my heart drop. Like, so Tom Holland's Spider-Man was about to kill the Green Goblin, then Tobey Maguire stepped in and stopped him from doing that because he's like, yo, you're a kid and whatnot, so I don't really wanna see you have blood on your hands and whatnot. So he talks him out of not killing the Green Goblin. But as soon as like he stopped him, what the Green Goblin do in his usual sinister way, he stabs him in the back. Now, Tobey Maguire just does not end up dying in this movie. He just, extremely wounded. He ends up surviving. It's like, man, that's the classic Green Goblin. You try to help him, he'll stab your ass or blow you up or something. But anyway, let me see, anything else that I'm missing? So towards the end of the movie, they had to cast a spell to make everybody forget that Spider-Man is Peter Parker so everything could go back to normal. But the sad part about that is like all of his close friends, everybody, all his close friends and the people he fought with during the Avengers Endgame, they pretty much forgot about him. It's like, Peter Parker has to start his whole life all over again. Everything, like the documents of his history, like high school and all that, is gone. It's completely erased. He had to cast a spell to make everybody forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, so things could go back to normal. So all his friendships is gone, that he made with the Avengers and whatnot. But everybody do still remember who Spider-Man is. So, at the end of the movie, there was people were still talk. They were still talking about Spider-Man. So everybody still knows who the guy in the red and blue suit is. So, yeah, his personal life has pretty much been forgotten, but everybody still remembers Spider-Man. So, yeah, that's an interesting situation. I wonder where they're gonna go with that. But yeah, I like the movie. To me, it's a 10 out of 10. There was some things that in the movie that I didn't really like. Some of the jokes was kind of corny and whatnot. But yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 for me. Like it seems like a classic Spider-Man film that's comes directly from the comic books. Like it seems like something that comes directly from the comic books, and that's what I really like about it. Tom Holland did his a good job playing that character. The action scenes was good. There was a lot of emotion and whatnot. But yeah, the villains was interesting. The Green Goblin, like the Green Goblin was the best part about that movie. The Green Goblin scenes, like they had a scene where there was fighting in an apartment. This man just picking him up and spine bustering him through the concrete and all that stuff. Like that shit was cold for real. If you haven't seen the Spider-Man movie, you need to go see that shit. Like I'm telling you, it is a 10 out of 10. I fucks with that shit heavily. Shit, whenever it comes out on like TV or whatever, I'm definitely gonna watch it again. But yeah, if you guys saw the Spider-Man film, Spider-Man No Way Home, let me know in the comment section if you're watching this on YouTube what you guys think of it. Is it a 10 out of 10 in your opinion? Is it the best Marvel movie of all time? Like, let me know. I want to know. And yeah, I'm out this thing. Deuces.